can stop Halloween.
The world can't hear your useless plea.
It's too late. Our orange and black plague will soon consume them all.
Then everyone will understand the true meaning of Halloween. Pure terror.
Yes, now that we have the buttons corrected, you are tuned into Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area, and we're just about through here.
I love when we press the right buttons.
Yes, perhaps Mystic Eye had something to do with that. We're here with our annual Halloween episode playing a collection of scary and spooky tracks in, celebration of the Halloween season. We ended off that set with a song that features a lot of different musicians.
Yeah, there's members of Unicorns, Arcade Fire, Wolf Parade. It's a group that got together one time called the North American Halloween Prevention Initiative. We heard their single, Do They Know It's Halloween, that hails all the way back to 2005. Prior to that, we heard some music from OCs, from Orc, that was released back in 2017. We heard the song Cadaver Dog.
Prior to that, we had some music from Gloin, based out of Toronto. We heard something from their only full-length release, We Found This, which came out at the end of last year. We heard Dark Moto from that release. Prior to that, we heard a pair of surfy tracks, two instrumental tracks. We heard one from St. Petersburg in Russia, Messerchups, a very well-known kind of horror surf band from those parts. We heard Croco Tiger from the incredible Croco Tiger album. And then we had music from Atomic Seven, featuring one of the members of Shadowy Man on a Shadowy Planet, from one of their early 2000s albums called On Hillbilly Caliente. We heard a track called Devil's Mittens.
And then we started things off with Sucker Punch with the song Lone Wolf Fever. That was taken from Carols from the Canyon. And that's how we are pretty much done with the show. Now, our guest, Mystic Eye, you've been acting kind of rude to us. You know, I didn't really want to say anything, but I feel like you haven't been the most polite. Actually, you know what, Mystic Eye? You know what? I wanted to give you an opportunity to actually look at the very last song and maybe announce it. You know what? I wasn't going to do it, but Mystic Eye, I think we're so generous. We'll just give you a chance to do that anyway.
Yeah, introduce the last song and then
and maybe just give a little outro for the show.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to this Halloween episode of Revolution Rock. Don't expect to hear from David and Adam anytime soon.
Wait.
Stay tuned for Cowboys and Indies up next. Visit the website at www.revrock.blogspot.com. Have a happy Halloween and enjoy our final song by Titus Andronicus, titled Home Alone on Halloween.
Well, that's... Maybe we should stop asking
that. Wait a minute. Hold on, Dave.
What?
When I gave it to the repair person, I just noticed they put it on the evil setting. Oh.
Let's change that.
Okay, Mr. Guy, are you less evil now?
I must ponder your question further. Do you have another coin?
Well,
you know what? Let's give it
one more chance.
Okay, yeah. Mr. Guy, are you not evil anymore?
I see clearly, and it is a certainty.
Oh, Mr. Guy.
That's great. Okay, well, you know what? We got to the bottom of that. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. We're just about through here. Mystic Eye, I don't know if we should thank the Mystic Eye, really.
You know what? Thank you, mysterious shopkeeper, who promised a doom and curse upon us for bringing this evil into the world, as he said. But as mentioned by Mystic Eye, here is our final song in this Halloween edition of Revolution Rock by Titus Andronicus, Home Alone on Halloween.
And we'll be back next week, same time, same frequency, here on CJAM FM and syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. Happy Halloween, everyone.